If I could have you turn in your Bibles to Job chapter 12. Job chapter 12. While you're turning there, I just want to make mention, Doc Popwell, Lee, you and Ben are going to be heading off to Africa for 10 days?
Yes.
Is that right? Just tell us a little bit about what's going to happen. You want to just...
I know a fellow who is a chiropractor from Nairobi. He practices up in Spartanburg near me, and we've become very close friends, good, sweet man. And he has a son about Ben's age. He and I went to Nairobi back to his home last year to where he could see his mother. Still lives out in the bush,
right,
in a mud cut, in a covered hut, no electricity and that. And he wants to see her until she passes. And I said, well, let's just make a yearly thing of this. And we go and do ministry with chiropractic. We set up clinics. And Ben and his son will help us. And so you minister. And people are open. They know who Jesus is. They maybe have not claimed him, but they know of him.
Right, right.
So it gives us a good opportunity. I think it would be wonderful for the young people as well us to just get another part of the world and say, it's a big world, you know. A lot of people that really don't know of Christ. And so we're going to go do that.
Well, now your dear wife said she wants you coming back.
So. Yeah. She'll take care of her. She'll be down here while we're gone, I think.
Oh.
Josh Lindsay, would you pray for Lee and for this journey as they go?
Dear Heavenly Father, Lord, as we come before you now, Lord, we just thank you. We thank you, Lord, that we're able to come as a people, Lord, and worship you. And that, Father, you burden hearts. And you take your gospel wherever you wish, Lord. Father, I thank you that it is you and you alone, Lord, that has saved each and every one of us. And that it's your message of truth, Father, that we carry. It's not something of our own that we can manipulate or try to change to different ones. But that, Lord, your word goes out and it accomplishes what it wishes. Mm-hmm. And it never returns void, Lord, mm-hmm, without accomplishing what it was supposed to. Father, we pray for the protection of Lee, Ben, Lord, to watch over them and to keep them safe and to bring them back home safely, Lord, to Miss Popwell. Protect this family, Lord. May this be a time where your word goes out and it goes forth, and that we begin to see souls and numbers added to your family, Lord. May we all be faithful in this, Lord, wherever we are. And Father, I just pray that even today that our hearts will be reunited and united to the Popwells. And we would not forget them as they go. As I think of Gary's trip that may be coming up. Father, we thank you for your goodness. May you reignite your joy today within all of our hearts, Lord, to just be willing to share that gospel wherever we are and to trust that your word alone, and your son, Jesus Christ, is enough to fix any problem that anyone may have. We thank you, Father, for this opportunity that you've given. In Jesus' name we pray, Lord. Amen.
We come to Job chapter 12, and it's a time in Job's life when things are clearly not going well. I guess that's an understatement, isn't it? He's basically lost everything, and his wife has even turned to him and said, why don't you just curse God and die? His friends, and we put them in quote, have gathered around him, and they began to throw out all kinds of axioms, things that are obvious. They're saying things that, a lot of times people try to comfort that way. You know, well, you know, you have a sore foot, and somebody might say something like, well, so your foot's sore. Yes, my foot's sore. And I bet you're not walking around a whole lot. Well, you know, I understand that people are trying to bring conversation, and in some cases they're even possibly trying to help. But what we understand about the friends of Job is that they're no help at all. Job says, you're telling me things that even the animals know. And he writes this in chapter 12, in verse 7. But now ask the beasts, let them teach you. The birds of the heavens, let them tell you. Or speak to the earth, and let it teach you, and let the fish of the sea declare to you. Who among all these does not know? that the hand of the Lord has done all this. I know this is true. These things are obvious. His statement in the passage is that there are certain things that God does that are clear to everyone, whether they choose to believe it or not, whether they choose to acknowledge it or not, does not mean that it's not obvious. Paul will write this, and he writes this in Romans chapter 1, that the evidence of God is clear within us, not with only within our own conscience, but as the psalmist says, the heavens declare his glory. I mean, it's obvious how great he is. So Job begins to make reference to God has made himself known everywhere. I mean, you could ask the birds, they would tell you. You could see it in the ground, it will tell you. God's word begins to proclaim and bears witness of his presence everywhere. He says this in verse 10. In whose hand, as he's describing the Lord, is the life of every living thing and the breath of all mankind. Look at the phrase here. In the Lord, his hand holds the life of every living thing and the breath of all mankind. You say, well, that's quite a statement to hold on. Do you know that 2,000 years after Job is written, possibly longer, the philosophers, the Greek philosophers, wrote something similar to this? And Paul actually quotes them. It reads this way in Acts chapter 17, verse 28. For in him we live and breathe and move and exist, as some of your own poets have said. How did they know this? Where did that come from? Well, we've been talking about the fact that God has not been without his witness. As we have quoted Acts chapter 14, verse 17, God did not leave himself without a witness to all the nations. And we've been having Tina come up, especially as we've been going through the genealogies there in Matthew. And Tina has been sharing with us some of the wonderful traditions, I guess, in writing that has been handed down to the Chinese. And God has not been without his witness, has he? It doesn't matter what nation, what place you've come from, God has been declaring his glory, whether it's on the land, it's in the sea, it's in the heavens, whether it's from the heart, it's known. And the traditions that God has even brought down through our forefathers. So Tina, I'm going to ask you to come up, and what Tina's been doing for us is she's been writing the different words. Chinese language is not as much about alphabets as it is about characters and words. And so everything's a word. Am I right?
Yes.
Because I don't want to be the teacher on this.
You're a good
student.
Oh,
thanks. And you need a pen, don't
yes,
you?
Yes.
All right. And so what we've seen is God's hand in the language. And that's been unmistakable, hasn't it?
Right.
So what's the new ones that you have for us today?
There are a lot of words we're just discovering that tell the story of creation. And these are words that have been passed down for thousands of years. And you were saying about the Greek philosophers, even the Chinese philosophers in the Chinese writings have indicated their knowledge of God. So it's quite remarkable that these characters would give us indications of God in the biblical truth that we're that we know. So I pass out this handout, and the first word is
to. You all are going to be pretty impressive when you start telling your friends that you are writing Chinese.
So this word means to create, and it's made up, like I had said before, a lot of the characters are made up of components that have meanings. So this part means speak. And you have verses that correspond with the story that this character is telling. This part means movement. When God spoke, things moved, things happened. And that's the word for create. And then another word is, and there are many, many words, so I would encourage you to keep coming to church.
Yeah, people are going to just come to see Tina.
Oh, no, please. That would be the worst thing that would happen. But it's really interesting to discover these facts. Okay, so this word is garden. There was a garden. Garden of Eden. So.
But this is just a general term for garden.
For garden.
Just any garden.
Yeah.
Right, okay.
There's an enclosure. This part means dirt. This part means mouth. This is man. This is a rib from man. So this speaks of the story of the garden.
That's the magnificent, if you think about it, because once again, it's just a word for any garden, but the language itself is pointing to the garden.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
And what took place, and it's actually given
right,
us a story.
Took place there, yeah.
Yeah, it's actually given us a story.
Right.
Wow.
The, like D character, what did that represent?
The middle one.
The middle one.
Oh, mouth.
Mouth.
Which also means people.
I get that.
Right? Everybody has a mouth. So it has that sense.
Enclosure. So it means it's
that's
dirt.
No, that's
up here is dirt.
But what
yeah.
does it mean?
Enclosure is like, you know, garden usually has an enclosure.
Okay.
Yeah, a boundary.
Yeah, the boundary. Thank you.
Boundary.
The Oriental term for paradise actually is in reference to a manicured garden. So if it, paradise is actually defined as manicured garden. So that would be an enclosed place.
Okay, the third word is also very interesting. It means to forbid, warn. So we have two trees here. Each word is a tree, so two trees. And this word means reveal, to reveal. So, this is God's warning.
Yeah. You choose.
Yeah.
Choose between good and evil.
Right.
Two trees.
So does it make sense?
Mm-hmm.
And another fact that was found in Chinese writing was that at the time of Jesus' birth, there was the star, right? Well, the imperial astronomers had noted a comet, and they had given it a name at that time.
At the time of Christ's birth.
Yeah. So we knew about the star, the Magi, following the star. So then at the time of crucifixion, the imperial astronomers have recorded lunar and solar eclipse. And 3 days later, it was a halo. So there you have it.
And that's all
recorded. That is not without witnesses.
Right, and that's all recorded.
Yeah, that was all recorded in the historical records.
Wow.
Thank you, Tim.
Thank you.
I was thinking in that first character that you wrote, as Psalm 33 reads, "By the word of the Lord the heavens were made, and by the breath of his mouth all their hosts." That's a wonderful truth. Well, Father, we want to give you thanks for your loving kindness in that you have borne witness to yourself in everything. It is not that we cannot see you. It is not that we do not know that you exist. It's the stubbornness of our heart that won't allow us to admit that you're Lord of all. Lord, we humble ourselves today and receive you. In Jesus' name, amen.